What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another exciting episode of the Wrestling With My Thoughts podcast. I am one-third of the hosting crew, Ron G, waiting on the arrival of my brothers Kurt and Brandon. Brandon has let us know he's going to be a little bit late tonight. He had something on professionally come up, nothing bad, but he'll be joining us a little bit later. Kurt will be with us here shortly. And just want to let you guys know, we're going to be watching two different matches tonight from two different shows. So I'll go ahead and give you the information on that now so you can go ahead and get it ready, set up. First match we're going to be watching is from WrestleMania 13. It's Bret Hart versus Stone Cold Steve Austin. And you want to go to the 2 hour, 47 minutes. That's not right. I'm going to have to get back to you on that, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on 1 second, because that is not the right time stamp. Okay, WrestleMania 13. I'm sorry about that, everybody. WrestleMania 13, and you want to go to the 1 hour, 18 minutes, and 41 second match. That's coming up on the end of the previous match. You should have a frame there of Owen Hart and Davey Boy. And then we're also going to be watching the very first Hell in a Cell match between the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels, and The Undertaker. We're doing that today because today is The Undertaker's birthday, turning 59 today. So happy birthday, Taker. Hope you have a great one or have had a great one. And, you know, hope you guys enjoyed the show. We will be viewing those two matches again. WrestleMania 13, you want to go to the 1 hour, 18 minute, and 41 second mark. And then for, Bad Blood, for the match between The Undertaker and HBK, you want to go to the 2 hour, 3 minute and 33 second mark. What you should end up with is a shot of Vinnie Mac and the King, and that's where we'll be starting that match from. With no further ado, Kurt is in the building. How you doing, Kurt?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I can't complain. I'll let everybody know that Brandon will be joining us here shortly. He's just running a little bit behind with another matter at hand. How was your work week, man?
Busy. busy.
For those of you guys who don't know, I am in the process of going on disability. And Kurt asked me today on our pregame if I missed working. And believe it or not, folks, I actually do. It's more so the people that I worked with. I miss interacting with them, laughing and cutting up with them. But it's been a process, man. I'll tell you, it's taken some getting used to. And without going into details, Kurt, one of the things I was waiting on to come through and be approved has been approved.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, very, very damn good. The downside to that is there's a second part to that I'm also waiting on, but I'm not sweating it. Things will take care of themselves. Oh, man. So
what's the time stamp on the first one we're doing?
Say what, Kurt?
Time stamp on the first one, first match we're
going to
review?
That's going to be WrestleMania 13, and that time stamp is 1 hour, 18 minutes, and 41 seconds.
How do I get you on this stupid-ass app? How do I get there?
Okay, when you go onto the network and you click WWE, Scroll down, and the very first, it should say Premium Live Events. The very first thing should be WrestleMania. Click on WrestleMania. And then go to, I think it's season, no, well, I don't think it is. I know it is season 13. folks, in case you haven't noticed or haven't heard us said it before, we absolutely hate the way Peacock does the WWE Network. It's confusing. I thought, Kurt, I thought the other match from Bad Blood wasn't even on here because I tried to look up Bad Blood and I couldn't find the two of them.
Did you end up finding it?
Yeah, I found it. I found it. Did you see my? I sent some instructions and text to you and Brandon because it is kind of tricky trying to find it because you got to go into the in your house pay per views. It's I hate the way Peacock does it. So. And man, I was pleasantly surprised. I guess I didn't hear this before, but just kind of chit-chat a little bit. I didn't realize that the Mike Tyson, Jake
Tyson
was going to be on. Can you hear me, Kurt?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. But yeah, I didn't realize it was going to be on Netflix, man. I was thinking I would have to find some alternative means of watching it.
I didn't know it was on Netflix.
Yeah, yeah. I think it is their first live broadcast.
Oh, okay.
So, oh man.
So we'll go. I'm trying to make this commercial go by this shit.
Yeah, I hate it. I'm telling y'all. I certainly hope when all of this stuff, if it moves to Netflix, I certainly hope that it. That it is better because this, the way they had it before it ever went over to Peacock was perfect.
Absolutely. This shit right here.
Yeah. You go to the pay-per-view name, you click on there and it's got the year. How hard could that be? No, Peacock's got to call it season 3 or in case of WrestleMania, for instance, season 13, episode 1, as if there's any of, excuse me, as if there's any other WrestleMania.
Other WrestleManias.
I'm sorry, Ryan. What? Give me the timestamp on this one again. I think I went too
far. WrestleMania 13 is 1 hour, 18 minutes, and 41 seconds.
Yeah.
Folks, as we wait on Brandon, Kurt and I are going to go ahead and get started. Kurt, I'm getting an echo on my end.
I heard it in the beginning, but it's went away. I don't hear it anymore.
Okay. I'll let you know if I hear it on my end. But, yeah, Kurt and I are going to go ahead and get started talking about the show because we've got two matches to watch, and we want to make sure we got enough time to get that in. As you guys know, we did not have a show last week. It was not intended for that to happen, but some things came up for all three of us, and we just decided to go ahead and forego the show last week versus trying to rush and get everything together and throw a show together last second. So we apologize for that, but thank you for being patient and supporting us. But since we weren't here last week, Kurt, let's talk about Sasha Banks, or excuse me, Mercedes Moné debuting in AEW.
I thought it sucked. I'm talking about suck with a capital S. It was terrible. That old stupid dance she was doing, the promo was way too long. It just was not good at all.
Yeah, I thought the promo went on, like you said in the pregame, went on way too long, and I get expressing your gratitude to the fans, especially if you're coming in as a babyface. If you're coming in as a babyface, sure, do that. But just quit kissing ass for a little bit and cut a promo, get your point over. And I didn't understand, even though I liked the outfit she had underneath her coat, jacket, or whatever that was, I don't understand the whole point in revealing that outfit. It made no sense exactly. because there wasn't any match. There nothing.
And then the other thing that pissed me off is you take the coat off and leave the coat in the ring. Take the coat out of the ring and have somebody take it out.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are we doing? Oh, it was just terrible. Hold on 1 second, Ron.
Okay. And folks, I personally haven't watched AEW in a couple of weeks. After the Revolution pay-per-view, the way that I personally think the way they handled Sting's last match, even though everything, I guess, was decided by Sting, so I guess I ought to be upset with Sting. But I just, AEW is frustrating for me to watch. And it's not about me being an old head or old school wrestling fan or anything like that. Although I am an old school wrestling fan, I can still enjoy newer athletes, newer wrestlers, all of that. But, you know, there's a like with basketball, football, baseball, all of that, there are fundamentals to the sport. And what I see in AEW is a lot of fundamentals being missed. And it bugs me to death. So I just watched it in a couple weeks. I think I've only ever watched Rampage once, but I haven't watched Dynamite and Collision at all in the last couple of weeks. It's just I try to, and I can't do it, man. Kurt, it frustrates the shit out of me.
I try to watch Dynamite just to keep up with what's going on.
Yeah.
It's just very difficult. I hadn't seen Collision. I hadn't seen Collision in a while. I can't even tell you the last time I saw that. Yeah, and I thought I was gonna watch it this weekend, but I forgot the NCAA tournament was on, so I know it wasn't on this weekend, but I hadn't watched Collision in quite some time.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that they had got bumped for the tournament. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
But speaking of the tournament, are you doing any kind of boards for the tournament or squares or whatever?
I didn't get a chance to do it. I had to go to the doctor Thursday, and by the time I got out, it was too late for me to turn mine in.
Gotcha. Yeah, we used to do that every year at one of the jobs I had several years ago, and we were politely asked not to do that anymore.
Yeah. I used to do it a lot. We used to do it at my job every year, and I used to win quite often.
Yeah, I had a good time doing it, but yeah, the JOB didn't like us doing that. So
why not?
Because betting, and I guess they were afraid that somebody would say something. I don't know, honestly.
Well, our job, you know, they embraced it, and they actually they sponsored it 1 year.
Oh wow!
Yeah, we had a great time, man.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
So in other wrestling news, I don't know if you've read anything about it. We talked about it in the pregame. Now I'm getting echo again.
I don't hear.
Yeah, I hear it bad on my side. Let me turn something down real quick. See if it is on my side. But we talked about it in the pregame about Mauro Ranallo. I'm not sure how many wrestling fans may remember him, but he was a commentator for WWE for a period of time and ended up leaving over some, I believe it was, I want to say mental health issues, but it was related to something almost akin to being bullied or something like that. I can't remember, to be perfectly honest with you.
That's it.
Okay. But reportedly, MLW has reached out to him about possibly coming back to doing wrestling. And there are rumors out there that WWE would like to have him back. I didn't hear anything about AEW, but it would be good to have him back, man. I thought he did pretty well.
I thought he did okay, but I don't see... the attraction or the appeal to go back to WWE. I think they got enough commentators to where they're fine. They don't need any more commentators.
Yeah. Well, I will say this. I believe the person that he had issues with is gone now, so at least that's out of the way. So, but, you know, we'll see. That's a developing story. We'll see about that. Nick Aldis is injured, tore his bicep, or at least that's what I'm reading, that he tore his bicep. No word on how he injured it. I'm assuming it was through working out or something. I can't think of any other scenario unless he was in the ring working on something. I don't know, but I can't think of any other way he may have torn his bicep. But I'm not sure. Not sure if he's going to miss any time from SmackDown or anything like that. So we'll see how that happens. And then next up, and last but definitely not least, Ronda Rousey has been making the rounds talking about her book that's coming out in April called Our Fight. And she's had quite a few things to say about WWE. Well, she talked about her career as a whole, UFC and WWE, but some of the things that I pulled out of some of the statements that I read regarding her retirement, she claims her retirement from UFC was due to a history of concussions before being involved in MMA. She also stated that she kept that information from WWE when she signed with them. Now, my question is, and Kurt, I'm interested to hear your thoughts on this. Wouldn't you think that both UFC and WWE did their due diligence with regards to her medical history prior to signing her, especially UFC, because it's that shoot fight?
Both of them. Absolutely. I call BS on that. Yeah, she's trying to kill some books right now.
Yeah, I hate to say that, but yeah, I'm with you, 100% with you. I call at least some BS on that, or at least there's more to the story there than she's letting on. But I just think that, you know, she lost two consecutive fights and lost them badly, and she was no longer invincible. I've never personally in UFC or WWE, I was never a big Ronda Rousey fan. I take nothing away from her accomplishments at all. She could probably whoop my ass, but I was just never a fan. I thought she had a bad attitude. And that's another thing with the whole attitude thing. She claims that her quote unquote attitude in UFC was to help promote fights. And that the other, quote, this is a quote, the other bitches, unquote, didn't catch on. And so I'm like, if that's the case, why not smarten everybody up? You know, let them know you're working.
Shit. I call it BS.
Yeah.
I call it BS.
Shit, even Josh Koscheck. I used to hate Josh Koscheck because he talked so much shit. And then he said, look, man, I'm doing this to promote a fight. I'm trying to build up hype. And he said that to George St. Pierre. So it's like that right there changed my whole outlook on Josh Koscheck. Shout out to Josh Koscheck, wherever you're at right now, sir. So yeah, that's another thing I'm calling BS on. And then with her WWE career, she's roasting the fuck out of WWE. And part of me thinks that some of what she's saying, she really feels. But then I think another part of it is, it's just her being a bad sport. Things didn't turn out the way she wanted it. So again, I think she's complaining or I guess, quote unquote, making excuses. But she did talk about the casting couch culture of WWE under Vince McMahon. Now, for those of you who don't know what a casting couch is or what she means by casting couch culture, how can I delicately put this? Kurt, do you know how to delicately put this? I don't know that there is a way.
There is no way.
Yeah, casting couch is a genre of porn where girls go in and are supposedly interviewed and end up, of course, the interview is them having sex. So that's what she was comparing WWE to under Vince McMahon. She also talked about WWE running shows in Saudi Arabia and noting that, or making a statement that, that Saudi Arabia greatly restricts the rights of women in that country. And it was said in a way where she was like criticizing WWE for running shows in Saudi Arabia. But I think it's worth noting that while she's talking about that, and it seems as though she's taking a stand for women's rights and equality, I think it's worth noting that Ronda Rousey wrestled in Saudi Arabia. So, yes, Saudi Arabia doesn't give women the freedom that, that many other countries do, but Ronda didn't let that stop her from taking a paycheck. So, she's just not looking good at any of this, man.
Not at all.
She referred to Vince McMahon as Emperor Palpatine, or the Emperor Palpatine of WWE. Now, Kurt, are you a Star Wars fan at all?
Not at all.
Okay, I am. So, but for anybody out there who might not be a Star Wars fan and don't know who Emperor Palpatine is, he's the bad guy of the entire series, or at least the original three movies, and then in the three prequels that came out. He's the bad guy. He's the one that, that turned Anakin Skywalker to the dark side. So she's comparing him to that. She also said that it was hard to tell where Mr. McMahon, the wrestling personality, ended and where Vince McMahon began. I don't think that there's a whole lot of difference between the two. With all this stuff that's come out with Vince McMahon, I think that, or not I think, but it made me remember something Stone Cold said years ago, that when he came up with the Stone Cold name and persona, it was him, his personality, but turned up to the volume of 10. And I think that's what Mr. McMahon was with Vince. I think Vince was actually playing himself, but with the volume turned way up.
Yeah.
She called WWE a shit show and said that Bruce Pritchard and John Laurinaitis could go fuck themselves. Now, I don't know what Bruce or John did to her. I mean, we know what Laurinaitis is accused of, but I'm not sure what Pritchard did to her, but she said they could go fuck themselves. But she did give some praise to Triple H and said that he seemed to know what he was doing on the business side of things. So, interesting conversation from Ronda Rousey, but I don't think with some of the things she's talking about that it makes her look any better.
Yeah, this sounds like somebody trying to sell some books right now.
Right, right. What's going on, Queen Bella? Thank you for joining us. But yeah, man, I think she's out there trying to sell some books, create some controversy, and as Eric Bischoff said, controversy creates cash. But in the process, she's making herself look really bad, in my opinion.
And then the other thing is just not giving any credit to the people that beat her. Like, you know, I had all these concussions and this was going on. This is why I lost. Like, cut it out. Just stop.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I will say she did refer to the ladies in UFC as bitches, but she gave praise to everybody she worked with in WWE. She did call wrestling fake again. And, of course, as you know, last time she did that, it ticked off a lot of people. So she's done it again. But she did praise everybody that she's worked with. While we're on the subject of WWE, Kurt, I sent it to Brandon, and damn it, I meant to send it to you, so I'm going to do that right now. But there was something that happened over the weekend I don't know if it was over the weekend, but something happened with Rhea Ripley in a match with Nia Jax. And Nia Jax was going to give Rhea Ripley the stink face. Well, when she runs into the corner, Rhea Ripley puts her feet up and pushes Nia Jax off. And when she did, she got up and kind of turned around and looked at the crowd and kind of made faces like, should I? Mommy. Wait, I probably shouldn't say that, what I'm about to say. Rhea Ripley pulled her trunks up to where it looked like she was wearing a thong, shaked her ass, and then backed up and gave Nia Jax a stink face. And I was, whew, man. Kurt, I can't find it at the moment, probably because I'm trying to multitask, and I'm a failure at that sometimes, so I'll send it to you after the show, but man, yeah, I was happy to see that. and I looked at some of the things for the what happened this week during wrestling, and there wasn't a whole lot going on this week in wrestling. I know, of course, WrestleMania happened around this time in years past, but just not a whole lot going on in the world of wrestling. Were you able to catch Raw and SmackDown this week, Kurt?
I saw SmackDown. I saw a little bit of Raw, but I didn't see all of it.
Yeah.
Nothing spectacular going on.
Yeah, I was the opposite. I saw Raw, but I only saw bits and pieces of SmackDown. I think I'm like you with Raw. Nothing major happened, but the show, to me at least, the show is better and easier to watch. It's still 3 hours, and I think 3 hours is way too long for a wrestling TV show. But that is what it is. They're making money hand over fist, so that's not going to change anytime soon. So,
not at all.
I am happy to see how they're progressing the storyline with Roman Reigns and Cody. I was hoping that Chad Gable would get the shot against Gunther at WrestleMania.
Me too. I really wanted that to happen.
Yeah. I like the fact that they finally have, for the most part, have broken him away from Alpha Academy and are finally doing something with him as a singles wrestler. I think the matches that he had with Gunther were very good, and I would like to see more of it. But he's going up against Sami Zayn. Let me ask you this, and then we'll move on to the matches. Do you think it's time to transition that belt off of Gunther onto somebody else?
Not until we figure out what's going to happen between Cody and Roman.
Okay. Yeah, because I think if it were
to have him lose right now and then not be in the title picture with either Roman or Seth, then I don't think you want to do that. That's just my opinion.
And I'm inclined to agree with you because even if you take the belt off of him and put it on Chad Gable or Sami Zayn or somebody like that, what direction do you go in with Gunther? Because if he does give up that title or if that title is he's beaten for that title, I'm like you. He needs to go immediately into the championship picture.
Absolutely.
And I hate the fact that now they don't have, like, there's no tier in terms of who gets the title shot now. Used to be that the guy holding the IC title was the first or the number one contender for the world title. And now they don't do that. So I don't know, man. I don't know who they get to beat Gunther. I do think at some point it would be great to see Chad Gable beat him.
Me too.
And then have Gunther move like you said, move into a feud with whoever is holding the title at that time. The main title, I should say. So we'll see what happens, man. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've tried to put it off for a little bit. Hoping Brandon would be able to join us sooner than later, but that's okay. No issues. So we're just going to move ahead and go on and start watching the matches that we're going to watch. The very first match is WrestleMania 13. Again, the timestamp, if you want to join us, is 1 hour, 18 minutes, and 41 seconds. Kurt and I are already queued up. I'll give you a couple of minutes to get yours queued up, and then we'll start. But when Kurt brought to our attention that it's the 27th anniversary of this match, I immediately wanted to watch it, not necessarily because it's the 27th anniversary of this match, but because of how damn good this match is. It's just a phenomenal match. The ending was, or the finish was phenomenal. Great match. So I definitely wanted to watch this one. That's why I asked Kurt in the chat we had going on. I wanted to make sure this was the match I was thinking it was. And very glad that it is. So, all right, folks. What we're going to do is get started on that match. We're going to count to three. On the count of three, press play. All right? So one, two, three. All right. So what I'm looking at is Owen and Davey Boy walking out after their match. And I wanted to start here, Kurt, because it kind of lays the groundwork of how they got to where they're at with Stone Cold and Bret Hart. Now, mine, for whatever damn reason, went to commercial.
Yeah, so, that's exactly. This app sucks.
Oh God!
Hold on, wait a minute.
I remember the good days of a network where we could watch a pay per view without interruption.
Hold on 1 sec.
All right. Oh man, I know we complain about it a lot, folks, but it really is frustrating trying to watch a pay per view on the network, or an older pay per view on the network, and they give you all these commercials. I understand they're making money with these commercials, but it's frustrating as hell for us fans, or at least for these two fans you're hearing right now, myself and Kurt. So got 7 seconds, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and we're back to the pay-per-view. And it's running down the story of how this match came to be between Bret Hart and Stone Cold. This is just before the Montreal Screwjob. Bret's doing very well behind the scenes. We didn't know that, that he and McMahon were talking about him leaving, jumping ship to WCW because Vince said that, he couldn't afford to honor Bret's agreement. And my question to that has always been, why not ask Bret to restructure? You know, hang with me. It'll pay off in the long run, which it would have. Now, they had no way of knowing that at the time, but it would have definitely paid off in the future because of what WWE went on to become. But unfortunately, he jumped to WCW, and WCW absolutely shit the bed with Bret Hart, and then he got injured wrestling Goldberg, and his career was effectively over at that point. Brandon's in the building.
Well, hello, fellas.
What's going on, B. Brandon?
Hey, man, nothing but hey. Sorry about that, but we had an impromptu emergency. Halfway kind of faculty meeting to see what we got going on for in the morning because we just made some changes. So we just trying to figure some stuff out real quick.
No problem. Just to let you know, Brandon, we've started the Bret Hart, Steve Austin match. My time stamp right now is 1 hour, 20 minutes, and 55 seconds.
All right, say it one more time.
1 hour, 20 minutes, or actually right now, 1 hour, 21 minutes, and 5 seconds. 5 seconds.
Okay. So let me...
Let me know when you get closer there, and I'll give you the seconds that I'm at. You'll okay. Probably have to watch a damn...
A commercial. I was just about to say, I was just going to let y'all know when the commercial stops.
Oh, shit, I forgot Ken Shamrock was special referee for this match.
Oh, yeah. World Most Dangerous Man.
1 hour, 20 what?
1 hour. Right now, I'm at 1 hour, 21 minutes, and 35 seconds.
All right, pause.
All right, I'm pausing.
In the meantime, how was y'all week?
It was good, man. I can't complain.
That's good.
Right now, I'm at the time stamp. I paused it. I'm at the time stamp of 1 hour, 21 minutes, and 39 seconds.
1 hour, 21 minutes, and 39 seconds. All right.
Well, almost there.
So once Peacock do his thing, because it's on commercial right now.
Man, I have done nothing but pretty much complain about the WWE content on Peacock, and I certainly hope if they carry this over to Netflix when they switch over, I pray that they return to the way WWE had it set up to begin with.
No, they ain't gonna do nothing, but you know, there's a tier where you don't get commercials at all, so they ain't gonna do nothing but tell you to pay for the tier with no commercials.
Yeah.
That's all they're gonna do.
If they bring it over, because they're saying they're not sure if they're gonna take it to Netflix or not.
Which, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
I mean, all this stuff got to go somewhere.
Yeah, they say they might not even bring it. It might not even be available anymore.
It's got to go somewhere.
That's going to break my heart if they don't, man, because...
I know, shot it. Yeah. Now I got to wait for another commercial. I definitely overshot it.
I guess...
NBC, I'm at 121.35.
Yeah, 121.39. Let me know when I need to hit play. Because I know, Brandon, you're still watching the commercial, right?
I got 20 seconds.
Gotta love
it.
Got 20 seconds.
Welcome to the show, Arthur. Thank you for joining us. Just hang with us for just a second. We're getting situated. We are in the process of watching Bret the Hitman Hart taking on Stone Cold Steve Austin at WrestleMania 13. If you want to join us, queue up your Peacock app, and we're at 1 hour, 21 minutes, and 39 seconds.
Thank you.
Well, Brandon, while we're waiting, we talked briefly about the Sasha Banks debut in AEW. What did you think of that?
I didn't really have much of an opinion. It was a whole lot of talking. I'll put it that way. And I'm just like, man, like, just, I mean, I don't know. And I just know that one day, eventually, she's going to find her way back home.
You know she will. Crazy Lady has joined the building. Hello. Crazy Lady has joined the
All right, I'm here.
Okay, thank you for joining us, Crazy Lady. We are in the process of watching Bret Hart versus Stone Cold Steve Austin from WrestleMania 13. If you want to join us and watch it, we are at one hour, 21 minutes, and 39 seconds. Kurt, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Brandon, you're ready, correct?
Yep.
All right. I'm going to count to three. On the count of three, hit play. One, two, three. The world's most dangerous man, Ken Shamrock.
Ken Shamrock.
That tight ass shirt on.
Man, shit! If I had muscles like that, I'd be wearing a tight ass shirt.
Damn right. Sometimes I wear shirts that tight by default.
There he is, the Texas Rattlesnake. Oh hell
my
yeah,
my man! I always thought this interest was dope.
Me too.
I always thought that was dope.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Yep.
And man, just think, the whole premise of his meteoric rise was straight off the top of his head. Nothing scripted for him, nothing pre-written. Just Austin 316 says, "I just whipped your ass." And it was off to the races after that. The only person that I know of to ever get 7 fucking figures for t-shirts. He got a 7-figure merch check.
Hey, good for him. Hell yeah. Those damn shirts are iconic. Still is.
I think I said this once before on the show, but I used to go to, I think it was Pro Image out at South Lake Mall. And pick up my Stone Cold shirts. The dude, I went in there so much, the dude, when he got new shirts in, he would save one behind the counter in my size for me because he knew I would be out to pick it up.
Well, you call him Bret Hart.
Howard Finkel.
I never liked Bret Hart.
I liked him in the ring. I hated the early 90s versions of Bret Hart, I guess, yeah, to put it that way.
I like Bret Hart when he talking shit.
Yeah, I never liked
him. Yeah, I agree with Brandon. I think that he's a better heel than he is babyface.
I agree. I liked him better when he was talking shit. When he was just saying stuff. He was talking this shit. I liked him better that way.
No, he was a good heel. I just don't like him a heel or babyface. Neither one of them.
Yeah.
You know what I can appreciate about
that's him. What made him a great heel, though.
Yeah, I'm saying
he's an asshole.
He was a good heel, but he just seemed like a total asshole to me. I never liked
him. Yeah, but he's an asshole. That's what makes him a good heel.
Yeah, exactly. He was a good heel.
There they go. Absolutely. Getting right to it.
But just think about it. Him and Stone Cold, both of them some damn assholes.
I like Stone Cold, though.
Nah, Stone Cold is cool. That's on my bucket list, though. One of the things on my bucket list, I just want to have a beer with Stone Cold one time. I'd have shook Ric Flair's hand. Oh, actually, speaking of shaking hands, I shook Fannie Willis came to our church today, so I got to shake her hand.
I heard about that.
Cool. Yeah, that was cool.
And man, I like it. The one thing I can appreciate about Kurt, he'll tell you that he don't like somebody, but he'll also give them their props if it's worth it.
Absolutely.
I got to do that. That's mandatory. What's that buzz?
That was me. I'm going to put my phone on silent.
That was a loud ass buzz.
That was that was a work text as well. So the little stuff that we got going on tomorrow is officially a go. So I have a nice little smile on my face.
I dropped him on the guardrail, clotheslined him.
That was gold. How long did he use them gold guardrails forever? But you know what though, what's his name?
Captain Luke.
That's Captain Luke and Tony Atlas, ain't it?
Yeah, Captain Luke.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Captain Luke.
Wow.
Boys and ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you don't know who Captain Lou Albano is or Tony Atlas, Google them.
Just threw the drink out.
Yep. I like that WrestleMania entrance the way you know what? I think that's what pro wrestling is. I'm like, it need an entrance just like that. It's intimate. The crowd is all into it, man. That's how it should be.
And this was when wrestling, like, they talk now about AEW not pulling a million or SmackDown pulling 2 million or Raw pulling 1 million. This is when people were pulling tens in ratings, man.
Yep. Yep. But you know what? Don't you know that's changed because of streaming and all that too. I think it's certain shows that if it was just strictly on cable or just regular television, we get some 9s and 10s today.
Oh, absolutely. There's just so many streaming options that people they don't have trouble.
Y'all see dude rub Bret Hart's
head. Yeah, I saw that.
Rubbed him like he was a damn dog. Good boy. But no, I agree with you, Kurt. I think conventional television, I think within the next 5 to 10 years will be obsolete.
Yeah. Because there's going to be nobody. There's nobody now that's rushing home at 8 o'clock to watch anything.
And it just blows my mind that these cable companies are still around making money.
Yep. Cable companies especially, yes.
Yep. I just don't understand how people are still paying $200-$300 a month for cable.
For a bunch of channels you don't watch.
Exactly.
Ken's pushing people out of the damn way. Y'all don't want to piss Ken off.
Mm-mm. Legitimately, you don't want to piss him off. No. I don't even want none of that damn shit. I always wonder, like, what would if Ken Shamrock and Dan Severn and all of them went to ECW and they had to go up against Taz and all of them, how would that would have gone?
Somebody would have got hurt.
Legitimately?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because what would Paul Heyman brought MMA to ECW? Ooh-wee. They probably would have went out of business a whole lot quicker than what they did. Because somebody would have got sued.
And see, like, every time we watch a match now, I stress that these guys sell. Like, John Moxley would have just gotten right up after that crash into the ring steps. Yeah.
Look how much space it is around ringside.
Mm-hmm. Not a lot.
Not a whole lot. It's not space to do a lot at all.
Man, I was watching a show. It was on YouTube. Ooh. I don't even know what promotion it was. I just happened to run across it and was watching it. But the ring, like that ring right there is like 4 feet off the ground. 4 feet, 5 feet off the ground. This ring was like maybe 2 feet off the ground. They didn't even have any ring steps. The guys were able to step from the floor onto the ring apron.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
Both of them rolling in the ring like they're rolling out the pool.
Stone Cold cussing at him the whole way.
Yep. That's the best part. You can look Stone Cold talking shit the whole time. You can tell. Just talking mad shit.
And with the exception of a couple of people, this is in the day, in the day where they were calling shit in the ring.
Yep.
That's always blown my mind, y'all. Once I found out how wrestling works in terms of what they're doing or whatever, to learn that these cats were calling this shit as they did it in the ring and it looked so good.
They're some real pros, that's why.
Yeah.
They were some real pros and they got trained. They were properly trained by, you know, guys who really loved and protected the business. So, of course, because you had to do it a certain way. And if you didn't, did you see how just Stone Cold to the back? Oh my god! But no, they was trained. They were trained the right way, and so that's why it looked so good, because you couldn't do no less than great. And if you did, you got what you got.
Kurt, you're talking about that tight ass shirt. Look at the shorts he got on.
Yeah, I see.
He got on the damn Shawn Michaels biker shorts from back in the day.
I remember that night he came out and I'm like, Shawn?
Shawn had on some coochie cutters, man.
I really don't want to see that part of you, Shawn.
Yeah.
And do you know he admitted years later on that was a sock. That was some socks.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
He's embarrassed by that now.
I bet he is.
I've seen interviews in recent years where he's like, yeah, I'd rather not talk about that.
I bet he wouldn't. But now he done got sanctified now. So.
Hell yeah. And married to a Nitro girl.
Yep. It sucks. Come on, man. Like, anyway.
And it's just I say it all the time, it's the fucking little things. Like, you could see Bret Hart laying in the ring, and he was clearly looking at Stone Cold, but he didn't let on that he was looking at Stone Cold. mm-hmm. so he could get up at the right time. Here comes the spot.
So you give him the sharpshooter on the top on the yep.
Figure four on the ring ropes.
A figure four on the on the ring post. That's it. That's the move that gave Brett that concussion that Goldberg gave him.
Yeah, speaking of Goldberg, man, I didn't bring that up before we got into this match, but have y'all seen what he's been saying about Asuka and some other shit that went down while he was in WWE?
Yeah, but I think some of that stuff probably got taken out of context a little bit.
You know, I used the term earlier, I think, with Ronda Rousey. I think that's just some sour grapes on Goldberg's part.
Yeah.
Come on, man. And they somebody brought up an old tweet where Scott Hall, before he passed away, replied to a tweet by Asuka and told her that she was better than Goldberg.
Yeah.
Even if he wanted to get the real chair. He didn't want that padding
shit. Real deal. Well, give me that damn padded shit.
I remember the WWE.
Those some sorry ass chairs they were sitting in. Chairs
until later on in the Attitude Era, they switched to black.
Yep. Now they have gray. There's something about that blue, though. I don't know what it is. This is something about that blue. I always like
blue. The blue steel from the cages, the blue chairs.
Yeah. Pop. Oh, shit. Back of the damn head.
I thought he might hit him in the head. In the head.
And he's still selling that leg.
Bitch. God damn it. He talking shit. Talking mad shit, boy.
Beating the hell out of Bret Hart.
Yeah.
WCW said they don't think they can do anything with a bald-headed wrestler in black trunks.
But the sad part is, 2 years Steve later, wasn't even...
Goldberg shows up.
The sad part about it is, Steve wasn't even bald-headed when he got fired.
Right.
No. They just dropped the ball too many times.
Hell yeah.
Big time.
And then Ole Anderson with the Undertaker, I never understood that part.
He'll never amount to anything. If by never amount to anything, you mean one of the most iconic wrestlers in wrestling history? Yeah, sure. He'll never amount to anything.
Yeah.
I bet they were eating crow, boy. Literally.
One of the biggest mistakes he made.
Mean Mark Callis.
All Vince had to do was put the right.
That was his first name, Texas Red, or something like
that. Hey, that's a hell of a guy. That's a hell of a name.
Yeah,
Texas Red. That's a hell of a. That's some shit. He's like, hey, y'all, Texas Red coming. Oh shit.
Man, when's the last time you saw somebody do a Russian leg sweep?
Russian leg sweep.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, folks.
Don't know. I remember. I don't know.
Trying to remember who had the best one.
Raven.
No, Brad Armstrong.
Yes.
I will.
Brad Armstrong.
Brad never got to the level of Road
Dogg. He should have.
But Brad was a great, and I know we don't like to use that word sometimes, Kurt, but Brad Armstrong
I put Brad up there. I think Brad was better than Bret Hart.
I'm not even mad at that comment at all because I can agree with it.
Hey, do we let the listeners know that this is a submission match?
Yeah, it's a submission match.
Okay.
And ironically, this was on A&E today.
Wow!
Wow! Yeah, this was on A&E today.
Uh-oh, Stone Cold and Shamrock.
Got my sons in here watching. Hey, stop.
Excuse me, I just burped if y'all didn't hear that.
No, we didn't hear
it. But if you did, excuse me.
Yeah. Go get in the bed. This younger son of mine, he's a piece of work.
Now, you know, I didn't expect to see them at church today.
But that's, you know, your mom.
I was going out to go use the bathroom. I came around the corner. First face I see is Michael. Just, I come out the door, Michael just turned around and just started cheesing. And I'm like, where you come from? Yep. I do know, but they did great. They really did.
No, they do good at church. They don't act that way.
All three of them, they did great. They really did. You better have peep out of them.
We'll be expecting to see more of them because your mama, because Mary said, now that my mama know the van to come get them, she's going to take them to church all the time. I said, I know.
Oh, you already know. Ain't no wrong. Hey, it's cool. Got
somebody at ringside.
One of the Spanish announcers again.
Them poor Spanish announcers never got any.
They didn't show them no. I'm just like, bro, I'm sorry. After a while, I'm like, hey, man.
One under the table, the other one over there on the floor.
Right. But like, hey, man, I'm about sick of this shit now. You finna have us just laying all over the place looking crazy every damn pay-per-view. Y'all tripping.
So where did he get it?
Busted open.
Busted open it. On the table?
They on the table. He bleeding. He bleeding.
It must have been right there.
Yeah. On the, he had his head hit the
ground. I'm gonna shoulder tap you and then you're gonna fall to the ground.
Damn.
But Steve, I'm not a wrestler. It's all right. You'll be okay.
They got them old steps. They all resting and stuff. Man, what I'm talking about. It's not all glamorous. It's how I like it. Even I like it when boxing was even this way.
Just take a look at the ring and how much WrestleMania has come.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tell you what I hate, and oh damn, here he goes, bleeding like a stuck hog.
Like a stuck hog.
Mm-hmm. I think it was a combination of him sweating and he might have cut himself too deep, but he, damn it, man, he bleeds a lot in this match.
Oh yeah.
But what I was gonna say is one of the things I've noticed that I don't like about modern wrestling is the barricades and the ring apron now are electronic. They're showing the name of the show, and I get it. You got to, you know, branding and getting your name. I get it, but I hate it. I'm not saying you necessarily got to go back to the sportatorium and just have a damn rope up to block people off.
Or one little piece of metal. So I think it might have been the NWA when they had to come to the ring and step over the guardrails and get into the ring.
Yeah, at one point, I remember that. At one point, they had that little part.
They had to step over that shit, and I was sitting there looking like, I'm like, now what if somebody just tripped that night? You know, Ric Flair just got too drunk.
Coming to the ring.
Like, man, Ric Flair just had too many, and he didn't sober up as quick as he thought he was going to sober up. He just bust his shit right there before he got into the ring and the match is over.
But it's just amazing to me for all those years, so many wrestling promotions either didn't have anything keeping the fans from storming the ring, or they just had like a rope up. And like very seldom did people rush the ring like that.
Because back then, and I wasn't born back then, but then again, you know, I'm told every day I have an old soul. Like I've lived 2-3 lives before. But I just think that back then people just knew how to act for the most part. They just knew how to act. They just knew that, okay, this rope is right here. Don't come over the rope. But then again, you know, in certain places and certain people was going to go rogue anyway. That's just human nature.
I don't know that I'd go that far because they almost killed Ole Anderson.
Of course. But at the same time, like, I think that there was a line that people knew not to cross.
Yeah, yeah.
I think so the 70s and 80s were totally different. But as the 90s come, they did know, like, hey, you can't do that.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think they learned from the 70s and the 80s.
Wait a minute.
Because I was
Each generation learned from the last generation.
I was in the Omni the night that they supposedly broke Dusty Rhodes' leg, and
damn,
total chaos. If the police wasn't there, they was gonna kill the Four Horsemen that night.
But you know what though? That's cool because they made wrestling so believable back then.
Hey, when I tell you, everybody in that building stayed there until they took the cage down. Nobody left that building. Nobody.
Yeah.
And we almost missed a train getting home.
Damn. Last train.
Last train, yeah.
That and the night that Ole turned on Dusty.
Oh, man, that was class. That's one of the greatest stories ever.
Yes. They laid that foundation for the longest.
Hey, man. Mm-hmm. We got to cover that. We got to cover that.
Yeah.
I'll
especially here, since we all AT aliens here.
And Kirk, we got to cover that.
Kirk talk about how they held that Marta train to you.
Yeah.
Because you know, big events like that, they got to hold that train to everybody get out of here.
Yeah. They did.
They got to hold that train.
He's got.
I used to love him.
I wish you could do a love Soli voice. Steve got a mask of crimson right now. Or a crimson mask. That's what he said.
Crimson mask. Yeah.
I miss the days they could use baby.
And I tell you this, the Omni had the best pepperoni pizza in the world. The best pepperoni.
But see, this is the thing, Kurt. You done said that about 30 times, and I'm never going to be able to experience that.
Hey, man, I'm telling you.
And I love pizza.
I love
pizza. It's better than... Is it better than the New York style pizza?
This is how far they come now. Because they just had a
drink. Hey, actually, Brandon, back then it was actually kind of like the New York style. It wasn't thick. Man, it was thin like that.
Man, because look here, that damn New York style pizza, that's some of the best damn pizza I ever had in my goddamn life.
Every time
I go to New York, I gotta get me a slice of pizza. Look at all that blood.
When he pushes up and starts screaming, it just starts basically squirting out of his head.
Yeah.
Yeah. When it comes down, start running down his face on his tooth.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a visual. That's a visual. Capital V.
That's the screen. That's the shot they froze on A&E today.
Right. That's the money shot.
Yeah, if you're going to use
that shot got put on the shirt. Look at that cut. I'm talking about Britt. Britt is sitting on him.
For joining us. If you, we're just now watching Stone Cold Steve Austin.
There it goes. Lord have mercy. There it is.
Look at that blood, man.
That's the shot they got on the shirt. That made on a shirt. I'm going to find it, damn.
Find it, damn shirt.
The other thing, too, is I bought the new 2K24. Mm-hmm. This matches on there. And so this is the ending sequence right here. Yep, this match is on there. Yep. I enjoyed playing it, too. Because Brett got it all the way in. God, dog. That's like Jericho and the Lion Tamer back in the day. Oh, there you go. Shamrock like, all right, get off of him. All right, get off of him. Get off of him. Damn.
Stone Cold knocked out.
Well, Mo, he's just taking a nap.
Fellas, I'm going to call this one of the best WrestleMania matches ever.
Would you agree
with me on that?
Yeah.
It definitely is.
This basically made Stone Cold the baby face right here.
Yep. Because wasn't it 14 where it was in Boston where he finally made him champion, right?
Yep. I remember watching that one on tape. That's the first WrestleMania I've ever seen. 14. I remember taking off running when they showed that package of Kane and The Undertaker setting each other on fire. And I took off running to my mom's lap. Because scared the shit out of me. And my mama over there consoled me. She said, baby, it's fake. Hey, I don't know if she remember, but ask her. She had to console me that night. That's why I don't like fire to this day.
Oh, that's hilarious, man.
Look, yeah, man. Oh, see, look at Britt. Britt just healing it up.
That's what made him a baby face right there.
Yep. And not too long after this, Britt told the USA fans to kiss his ass. Look at Shamrock. Bam! That's a real one. Look. Big ass fucking arms, boy.
I don't think you want any of that, Britt.
No, he don't.
Not any of
it. But you know what, though? I can tell you who would have took Shamrock in the ring like that. Stu would have took him in his prime.
Who?
Stu. Stu would have took him in his prime. In the 30s. Yeah.
I don't know all about that, man.
I think Stu with young Stu. I ain't talking about old Stu, young Stu. Hell, probably middle-aged Stu probably could have took Shamrock. He took Shamrock.
Man, every time somebody mentions Stu Hart, I just think of Jim Cornette, I think it is, talks about Owen making a prank call, pretending to be Stu, talking about the whores.
Oh my God.
The whores.
That's hilarious. Long live on Hart. Wife
acting like a whore.
Look at him stunned rim. God damn it.
Look at Austin's getting up. What the hell just happened? Give me a beer. Give me a goddamn beer.
Baby, we got to stitch up first. Ah, shit. Hurry up.
Now, the thing is, Austin just bled like a motherfucker. There's still matches after this.
Yeah.
Saw that.
Did they even change the man after this?
I honestly don't know. I know they do now.
No, they did.
They didn't change the mat. You wrestled on that mat.
Yeah.
You know what?
If you fast forward, it's just fun.
When Owen failed, they didn't change the mat that night.
Hell no. The show must go on.
Stop this and shift on over to, I've already got Bad Blood queued up, y'all.
All right.
I don't know
where's that at?
Watch.
Say what?
Watch Stone Cold walk on out of here.
How do I find that one?
All right, Stone Cold, so Steve Austin. When you go on to Peacock, the same way you did the WrestleMania, go down to where it says Premium Live Events, and then look over to your right. Hold on, let me get there first. Hold on, Kurt. Look over to your right, and you should see like a little arrow going to facing to the right. You see what I'm talking about?
Hold on, let this slow ass app load up.
Okay. Man, that was a damn.
I'm just gonna go into the search bar.
And it's Hell in the Cell, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not Hell in the Cell.
What is it?
All right.
It's now, WWE Bad Blood, 1998.
But it's tricky. Don't look for it under Bad Blood. You're not going to find it. When you go to...
Well, it sure is.
I'm about to tell you.
In your house.
When you scroll down to Premium Live Events, all right? All the way over on the right, next to Elimination Chamber. You see that arrow? You see what I'm talking about?
But let me go back.
Okay.
Yeah, the arrow to say see y'all?
No.
Or view all?
When you click on WWE and the image of Cody Rhodes pops up, scroll down and right beneath that it says Premium Live Events.
Yeah, I see that it's on WrestleMania right now.
Now, to all the way to the right of the screen, next to Elimination Chamber, you'll see an arrow. Or if you put your...
Yeah.
All right, you see it?
All right. No, I don't see an arrow.
All right, hit that arrow one.
I don't see it. It doesn't have an arrow on mine. Okay. It's got Elimination Chamber then, Royal Rumble, Payback.
Hover your cursor over Elimination Chamber. and then look to the right, you should see an arrow.
No.
Kurt, do you see a search bar anywhere on the screen?
Yeah.
Because what I did was, I just typed it to the search. I just put WWE in your, then in your house pops up, and then I just went through the seasons and found it that way.
No, I can find your house.
Okay, yeah, so
just
yeah,
get in your, because now, like I couldn't find the arrow, so I just not to cut you off.
What season are in your house? We got
in your house three. Is season 3, episode 6, I think.
Yeah. And what's the time stamp?
Hold on 1 second, Brandon. Yeah, it's okay. Season 3, episode 6. And the time stamp is 2 hours, 3 minutes, and 33 seconds.
2 hours, 3 minutes, 33 seconds. All right.
Sir.
Look at I'm going through all this. Look at old Farouk, man.
Yeah, that's.
Say that. What is it?
The time stamp?
Time stamp? Yeah.
2 hours, 3 minutes, and 33 seconds.
And of course, you got to watch the commercial first. WWE got to pay them bills.
Yeah, they're hurting for money. They got bills to pay.
They got bills to pay. They got bills just like everybody else.
Now, the reason I chose to start right here is not only because it tells you what led up to this match, but also, before they get to that point, they're telling people to go ahead and you know, join them for Survivor Series of this year. And that's where the Montreal Screwjob happened.
Yeah, buddy. That was a shit. No hell of a night, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, man. All right. While y'all are looking to get onto that timestamp, I'm going to step away for just a second. I'll be right back.
Keep that.
Did you make it hurt?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and pause my ass. So I got it to where, Survivor Series live November 19th, only on pay-per-views, sponsored by Karate Fighters.
Yeah, mine is on 204.21. Ray, lower the page now, right now.
So I'm at 203.21. All right. I think, ladies and gentlemen, this was the best. This was the first Hell in a Cell match ever. In my humble opinion, this is the best one. I don't think there's not a Hell in a Cell, even Taker and Mankind, there's not a Hell in a Cell match that's topped this one. This one was off the chain. And on top of that, we have one of the best debuts of all time. Of all time character.
All right, I'm back, gentlemen. And both of them are on mute. Thank you for joining us, Black. I don't know what the rest of that says. All
right, I'm back.
Ah, all right.
For whatever reason, while I was trying to type, my microphone disappeared. I don't know why.
Yeah. Oh, man. Man, y'all gonna laugh at me. Y'all know what I'm doing after this?
What?
I'm gonna sit down on my couch and watch The Breakfast Club.
Oh, Lord.
And by Breakfast Club, I don't mean Charlamagne the God. And
I know what you mean, because they do the same post every year.
And I watch that shit every year. On
it's the same school on the same photo every year.
Man, I saw that movie when I don't even know how old I was. I know I didn't see it when it first came out. But whenever I saw it. I think I was still in double. Well, no, I may have been 10 or 11. Either way. Loved it, and I've watched it in probably the last 10 years. I've tried to make a point on 324 to watch that movie. Yeah, I know it's lame, but I like it.
Well, hey, man, like I was telling a friend of mine earlier, I'm like, you know, they getting ready, they knocking on 30, and I'm like, you know, hey, man, you know, the older you get, it's stuff that we considered lame when we was young, you be like, this is actually pretty doggone cool, and you just don't mind.
Check this shit out. I am 48 years old, and I've seen E.T. probably, legitimately, probably 100 times.
Yeah, shit. I've only watched E.T. one time.
I watched this shit now, and I will still cry like I was, what was I, 6 when I saw that movie in the theater? Shit. All right. Kurt, I see you're back, or I thought you were.
You back.
Oh, all right. Y'all let me know when y'all ready to go, and I'll count us down.
I'm ready.
Right. Put it right here.
You ready, Kurt?
I'm ready. I'm at 204.21, though.
All right. I'm at 203.33, so I'll let you know when I catch up at 204.
All right.
I'm going to count down. 1, 2, 3. Opening up with Vinnie Mac, that sadistic bastard. Yeah. Survivor Series. It happens once a year.
JR with that damn tuxedo.
There's a shot of the first ever Hell in a Cell coming down. All right, Kurt. What
time?
I'm at 203.59.
I'm at 204.17.
All right. I'll let you know when I'm at. All right, 204.10, 11. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
All right.
I'm about 10 seconds behind y'all. I'm just gonna follow along. I'm not even finna try. But look at that cage. That's a real cage, ladies and gentlemen.
Good old JR. Hey man, he said this is most likely his last year, and it should be.
Deal.
Yeah, you just signed a 1-year deal.
First ever Hell in a Cell. I didn't see this one on pay-per-view.
I used to love that title right there, too.
What, the European Championship?
I don't know why, but I used to love that title.
I liked it, too.
It's a nice build. It's a nice build.
Pre-surgery China. And Triple H with hair. Hair. Look at Michael Hayes.
Michael Hayes.
And for once, he ain't wearing a pimp suit. And then...
Look at that mustache.
And then the late, great Rick Rude standing back there not saying a damn word.
Nope.
Very underrated wrestler. He never got the props he deserved.
Very. Right, absolutely. Am I the only person that, like, kind of watch some of this old stuff and then you, like, count how many people on there are dead?
Yeah.
Thank you for liking the show.
You're liking the show.
Rick Rude, the only man to be on Monday Night Raw and Monday Nitro at the same time on the same night.
I just wish they all could have stuck around so they could tell some of their stories too. Cause I know they had some hell of a, hellified stories, boy.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that kind of, I was like, God dang. But
you know what got me with Triple H? He's hanging around with HBK, Kevin Nash, Scott Hall, Sean Walton, and those guys partied and did everything. Triple H didn't do none of those drugs. And
barely. Hell no!
And I'm like,
but he said somebody had to be sober.
Well, that's true.
He was like, said somebody got to be sober. And he said, you know, I was never into drinking or drugs anyway. So he's like, it just all came together.
Basically, he was the dad of the group.
And Shawn Michaels, at that period of time, was just a fucking pill head with an ego.
He was snorting coke too.
Yep.
I love that chair shot right there.
Bam!
I love that chair shot right there.
And folks, that's a real fucking chair.
Mm-hmm.
But to know what we know now, then. I'm actually surprised they showed that with Scott Hall being on WCW at the time. Or in WCW, rather.
Yeah, well, they had rights to the footage.
Well, I know that. I'm just saying that it's just the way WWE is with certain shit, man, it's weird. Undertaker was robbed. Damn it. Man, I don't know why this made me think of it. Have y'all seen the promos that The Rock is cutting on YouTube?
I heard about it.
Man, he is letting four-letter words fly.
Yeah, you know they put out a memo to the wrestlers like, hey, we still operate under PG, so yeah. Never mind what The Rock is doing. Don't you do that.
Yeah. The only reason why he can do it and get away with it is because he basically owns part of the damn company. So
they said that, hey, yo, we're still a publicly traded company. Yeah. Let's not do that shit, okay?
I've heard some ideas. They was like, hey, when they move Raw to US, not USA. They move Raw to Netflix or whatever, like, let that be the for mature audience show, and then let the SmackDown show be the BG show.
Well, I think what they ought to do.
I can see that happening. I can see that happening.
Yeah. I think that'll satisfy the best of both. That'll satisfy both worlds right there.
What I think they ought to do is 8 to 9 be PG, from 10 to 11 be TV 14. Because that's what they were when during the Attitude Era. They were TV 14, they weren't TV MA.
Yeah, but it's a publicly traded company now, so they're not going.
Yeah, I just wish there was some way to get that. Well, I don't know. It's still working. At least they're not saying suffer and succotash anymore.
Thank God. I was watching that live too.
I
remember that
they had him say that shit.
Well, look at Sergeant Slot.
Nah, thank you for joining the show. I don't think it's the Nana, but
no.
If it was Brandon got me really digging that dude, man.
Hey man, hey, shout out to Prince Nana, man. Hey, all day long, all day every day.
Yeah, Sasha.
I told him, look, he came down the ring the other day, Brandon. So your sister watching it with me, and she was like, "Who is this dude?" I said, "That's Brandon, homeboy, right there."
Yeah.
She was like, "Is that really his homeboy?" I said, "No, but me and Brandon like."
Yeah, dog. These are dudes like this. I keep around me.
Look at Triple.
I'm like by myself. I'm boring as hell. I need them. Prince, yeah, shout out to Prince. Nah, dog, man. Hey, man.
I don't know why.
I would never do it in public, but he got me doing the damn dance.
Listen, man. I don't know why, but China hands with them nails on it is just very attractive to me.
You know what? The older I get, the more I like China before the surgery.
Yeah, her hands. Just
the old deal.
Because at that point, to me, she and I'm not saying she's ugly at all, but like she had a unique look.
Yeah, yeah. But she was still feminine at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about them hands and them nails, but it's just very attractive to me.
Hey man, but you know what though? Nah, she was one of them. Like, she's still a girl. She was damn built like a damn bodybuilder. She's still a girl.
Black Dragon said that he thinks the Bloodline story ends after WrestleMania. I don't think so. I think it has the potential to grow. I think there are some free agents out there that are parts of the family, or family adjacent, if you will, that may end up joining the bloodline or working against the bloodline.
Yeah, I don't think they need to add anybody, but I don't think that's the end.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, I wouldn't add anybody, but I definitely don't think it's the end.
Yeah, I certainly wouldn't get to the fucking ridiculous levels of the NWO, but
nah.
Out of my mouth. Like, let's not, let's never do that.
Nah. NWO had by eight different teams.
They ruined that whole thing.
Hey, we got 150 wrestlers on payroll. Let's make 100 of them
NWO.
Exactly. Like, hey, man, you took the mystique of doing it all the way.
Yes. Yep. And, like, I honestly wish I could talk to Bischoff and ask him, look, why didn't you go with a lineup of Sting, DDP, Ric Flair, Arn Anderson, and whoever else at the moment? I can't think of anybody off the top of my head at the moment. But why didn't you go with a group of them to combat the NWO? Why did you always let the NWO get the upper hand?
Because he admitted that he got power hungry and he just wanted to be, you know, all about him and them.
True, true.
But he admitted, like, you know, I really, if I can go back and do that over, I wouldn't have did that.
Hello, Kitty and James Cooper, thank you for joining us. We are watching The Undertaker versus HBK in honor of The Undertaker's 59th birthday. Happy birthday.
59 years old. Hey!
Nana Begum, thank you for joining the show. We are watching The Undertaker versus HBK at the very first Hell in a Cell in honor of The Undertaker's 59th birthday.
Yep. In Your House, Bad Blood, October of 1997.
Whew. I watched this pay-per-view.
That was 3 years out of high school, man.
I was in the third grade.
I had been out of high school.
No, I was in the second grade. Excuse me. I was in the second grade. Miss White class.
God damn, I feel old.
Randolph Elementary. Yeah, bro. I didn't even know what pay-per-view was.
You were still believing this shit was real at that point.
I barely knew what wrestling was. I had just started watching. I had literally just started watching. Like, around this time, I was getting introduced to it.
His entrances have always been great.
Oh, man. Look, have y'all ever seen The Undertaker entrance live?
Unfortunately, no. I've never seen one live.
I've been there for a few of them. And I tell you, the hair on your arm stand up, for real. Oh, my God. It's awesome.
I think live, probably, I'm trying to think what's the biggest pop I've heard live.
It get cold in there for real, too.
I don't know. I can't think. I know when, I've only been to Raw once, and I know when Brock Lesnar came out wearing that Suplex City Atlanta shirt, the crowd popped.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Were you there?
I missed that Raw. No, I wasn't.
Okay.
So, Monday Night Raws are always hard for me to go to because it was always a work night.
Gotcha.
So, I've not been to a Monday Night Raw. I've been to several SmackDowns, WrestleMania, Survivor Series, AEW, but I have not been to a Monday Night Raw. Not yet.
I wanted to go to WrestleMania that year. It was in Atlanta, but just funds would not allow it.
Yeah.
And I was
Oh
my God, I was pissed.
Man, look, I caught one of them tickets at the last minute because everybody pissed off at me or whatever. I ain't care. But I caught one of them tickets at the last minute for like $50.
Shit.
And me and my cousin Darius went.
Man,
for real?
We went. Lee, my brother, well, our brother, is still pissed off at me to this day about it. He has not forgiven me for that. And I was just like, it was a last minute thing because it was like the last tickets they had available. So, and I didn't want to miss it. And it was $50, so I'm just like, you know me. I'm like, I'm not finna do a whole bunch of calling around. I called one or two. There's one of the ones that you know, because me and Darius hung out at the time. So I was like, hey, man, let's go see The Rock at WrestleMania. And he was like, all right. Yeah, we went. I still got the videos.
Black Dragon is still with us. I want to let Black Dragon know that we are here every Sunday at 7:05 p.m. Eastern Time. please feel free to join us. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram. Just look for the Wrestling With My Thoughts podcast. I've got a sister, my oldest sister.
Damn, look at that big boot.
Who always wins shit on the radio. That year for WrestleMania, I was like, please, please try to win me some tickets. I'll break you off some good money. Just please get me some tickets. Sure enough, she couldn't win them. Next time, next time something was up for winning on the radio, she won that shit. She is forever winning shit on the radio, man.
I had a homeboy like that. It's in like every month. Like me, I got tickets to the concert, bro. I'm like, how? I can't even get through. I tried the radio thing one time. I can't even get through. How?
Check this out. One year when I was working downtown, I had a guy that worked in the same department as me. We were listening to, I think it was 99X at the time. And they had this contest where you heard like a sound, you call in, and if you guess that sound right, you win a prize. Well, they would only play like half a second of the sound. And when he played it for me, I was like, that sounds like, I forget what it was, but I want to say it was like ice cracking in an ice tray. And he called in, got through, won two tickets to Jamaica.
Wow.
I'm like, can I go? He's like, oh, man, I'm going to take my girlfriend. I'm like, ah, fuck you, man. Now, back to the match at hand. Okay, I'm gonna take what may be a bit of a hot take. I don't get where people see or say that HBK is one of the top three that's ever done it.
Really?
Honestly. Now, with that being said, I take nothing away from him. I don't necessarily like him. He's not my most favorite wrestler. I think he does well in the ring, but I don't see top three of all time.
So I can't say. I can't think of a time where Shawn Michaels came on TV and I turned the TV off. I can't think of a time. Especially in that second half of his career.
Yeah.
When he just got going. Like, I mean, he was moving like he was still 20. Before he retired, I can't remember a time when Shawn Michaels came on and I turned the TV off.
Yeah. And again, I want to reiterate to anybody listening to this, I'm not saying Shawn Michaels sucks. That's not what I'm saying at all.
Yeah.
Not by a long shot. I'm just saying I don't see top three. That's just my personal opinion.
Who's in your top three?
Top three? Okay, obviously I think Ric Flair comes in at number one. Number two, number two, I would probably put Stone Cold. And number three, as much as I fucking hate it, I would probably say Hulk Hogan.
Say that again. Top three what?
Top three all time, to me, I would probably say
Rick. Are you saying, wait, I'm sorry. Are you saying all time or all time in-ring performers?
Oh, well, no. Okay, you're talking in-ring performers. That's a whole different fucking ballgame. Because I've probably got, in the top five, I've probably got somebody that people don't even think of when they think of all time. In top five, in-ring, I've probably got Chris Benoit in my top three. And I know that ain't gonna sit too well with some people.
Man, look.
He did.
Benoit was in my top 10.
So,
because Benoit was another one of those guys. When Benoit came on, I didn't turn the TV off.
Okay, so if we're talking just in terms of in-ring work, I would still go with Rick at number one. In-ring work. Shit, I may go with Arn at number two. And then probably Eddie Guerrero at 3.
I ain't gonna put that on. I think I put Iron in my top 10.
Yeah.
Number 2.
Yeah, because I think Arn was that guy that just, he was so good. I've said it before on the show. Like, he didn't need a fucking title. He was that good.
Best spine buster in the business. Still to this day.
They should have been world champion, though.
I, as a fan, I personally don't disagree with you. So, yeah, I'm with you on that. I think he had have had it. He should have had at least one run. It could have even been a brief, like, 1 month run. But I definitely think, just to say, you know, recognize what he's done for the sport of wrestling, to give him a shot with the title.
Yeah. Look at Shawn Michaels' pants, Sage.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is before the days where they had pre-cut areas on the cage to climb up.
Yep. They actually had to stick two of their toes into the to the chain link and climb the cage.
Foley and Undertaker.
I'm still trying to figure out how Foley got on top of that damn cage twice. I'm trying to figure that shit out.
I am glad I'm not the only one, because for years I felt bad saying that, but I'm like, how the fuck did he climb that cage?
He climbed the hell out of that damn cage.
He climbed like we used to climb fences back in the day.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, but we didn't weigh 300 pounds.
He's strong.
You know what? When I met him, that's why I should have asked him. Like, man, how did you climb that damn cage?
Man, how? I saw.
I don't get me. I bet you just sit there and ask about the fall. No, I just want to know, how did you climb that cage twice? Twice.
Yeah, once after being fucking demolished.
He had a dislocated shoulder, and you climbed that cage.
But man, to me, as brutal as that was to watch, that Hell in a Cell match, I still think that the 10 consecutive chair shots
to the head
were worse to watch.
Absolutely.
Because with the Hell in a Cell, it was like, boom, it happened, it's over. Well, not over, but you know what I mean. With the chair shots, it's like it just kept coming.
Yeah.
That's an old story behind that, but we had to say that for another day.
That reminds me, Kurt, you said you haven't seen Beyond the Mat, right?
No.
Okay, I think one day we need to sit down as a show and watch the entire Beyond the Mat documentary.
Okay.
I probably sat down and watched Beyond the Mat in about 10 years.
Man, I went to the theater to see Beyond the Mat.
Really?
Yeah, I saw it when it came out. The day it came out, me and my then brother-in-law went to the movie theater and saw it.
As a matter of fact, they were shooting Beyond the Mat around this time.
Yeah.
I think they might have been at this show, too.
I want to say, I know they were at the show where The Rock hit Mick Foley with the chair shots. I know they were at that show.
Yeah.
That's featured in the movie. Where his wife is backstage, like, just frantic.
I wonder what their conversation was like in the car.
Man, shit.
Mick sitting over there with a headache.
Mick.
Like, I ain't trying to hear this shit right now.
Was it the Hell in the Cell match or that match with The Rock where he's like, did I win?
that was the I Quit match.
And I don't want to give away too much, but is this also the match where a certain individual shows up?
Yes.
Okay. I thought so, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah, it was one of the biggest debuts of all time.
Yeah.
And we'll elaborate on that. Because Because this particular person, they said he was coming back. Oh, damn, look at how Sean sold it.
Now, with what I said about HBK, on the flip side, I've got a cousin that absolutely loves HBK. Like, HBK is his number one all time.
Arguably, he up there. To me.
Yeah, and look.
Arguably, he's up there.
I'm not mad at a single...
And he did it for a long time.
Yeah. I'm not mad at a single soul that says that. It's just for me, I'm not going to say he's out of my top 10, possibly even top 5. I just don't see top 3.
Yeah, Shawn Michaels got to be on it.
Watching this match right now, I haven't watched this match in a very long time. But watching this match right now, I see... All right, you remember when he wrestled Hulk Hogan and how he oversold ridiculously?
That was everything? Funny as hell.
I'm seeing some of that in this match.
But hey, I like how both wrestlers are using the cage to their advantage. They're not using a whole bunch of weapons. They're using the damn cage as a weapon.
Especially, like, this is the first time ever, and they're finding new ways to use the cage and like, HBK just did drop off the cage.
Did a whole bounce off the cage and an elbow drop. That's how you use a cage. Because a cage is a cage. Like, you don't need... This shit that pissed me off about cage matches now. Well, Hell in the Cells now. I'm like, you got to... And the War Games. You got to throw in 50, 11 million weapons in there. I'm like, you ain't got to do all that. The cage itself is a weapon. Use it.
Yeah.
The cage is a weapon. Use what you got around the ring to punish your opponent.
I'm telling you, and Kurt may agree with me, but I don't think there's anything quite like that very first War Games.
No, it's not. That's one of the greatest things ever.
Yeah, because, it had never been seen before, and everything after that tried to capture that same magic, and I'm not saying they sucked in comparison. Some of them did, but they just couldn't capture that magic in that very first War Games match. I didn't get to see that on pay-per-view, obviously, because I was younger. But when I finally did see it, I was, like, amazed.
Damn. Right on still. God damn it. Look at JR. I can see his mouth moving. I got my TV on mute, but I can still see his mouth. I can just hear it. Hear the call.
I've got it on mute as well, but I've got my closed captions turned on.
JR just going crazy right now.
No disrespect to Gordon Solie, no disrespect to Russell, but JR was just, when he finally hit that stride, he was on a whole different level.
Oh, man.
That was a hell of a pile drive.
Yeah.
I said, that was a hell of a pile drive.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
I miss this WWF.
I don't know. I like Jim Ross. I love the Mid-South Jim Ross and the 1989 WCW Jim Ross.
Really? Like, I'm not mad at you for Mid-South Jim Ross. I think he was great for that time period. Here again, I go using the word great maybe too liberally, but I definitely think he was right for that promotion at that time. But just to me, from like 97 until, shit, I'll say until he left, and maybe it's because, and this is no disrespect to Tony Schiavone, but maybe that's because I'm judging Jim Ross against Tony Schiavone, Mike Tenay, and Bobby the Brain Heenan. But he was...
No, I think Jim working at WWE was good. I just think he made WCW... He made their pay-per-views and just the shows feel big.
Like, now, that I agree with.
He called it, basically, Jim was calling it like he was calling the Falcons game back in the day.
He made it feel a lot bigger than what it actually was. At the time.
Referee's like, Sean, you can't use this chair, man.
Hell in a Cell. I can use whatever I want to use. What are you talking?
There ain't no disqualifications, Earl.
Yeah, Earl.
Get out my way, Earl.
Go sell your dirty merchandise, Earl. I still can't believe that motherfucker got fired for selling WWE merch dirty. Hmm. That's just crazy. You got it made, you're selling WWE merchandise.
Sometimes, man, you just can't take certain things out of people, you know?
Or maybe he didn't have it made. Maybe that's why he was selling that merch.
Right.
Yeah, but
Earl Heaven.
Earl went from that, and I'm not saying he never got heard from again, but it was like, yeah, he was in secondary status at that moment.
Right. Earl Heaven. Is he still refereeing?
But there will never be anything better than Tommy Young putting somebody's back in their trunks.
Do we have to bring that up?
There will never be anything greater than that.
We have to bring that up.
That is a referee that cares about the goddamn business.
That's funny. That's one of the things. It's like, I didn't even think about it, dog. I just did it.
Like, oh, shit.
Because, you know, me and you, know, we men, and we know. Hell, dog. I'll be like, hey, bro, go run to the corner real quick. Get behind the barricade and handle your business, dog. Well, damn.
Get over here. I hate that they had to stop doing that, man. That shit was funny as hell. Tommy Young. Get over here.
Took out the damn cameraman.
All right, let me stop.
Tommy Young.
Other podcasts a bit. Hey, speaking of other podcasts, man, have y'all seen the pictures of Conrad Thompson's wife? Taking part in a fitness competition this week or this weekend.
I saw that. Really? I was kind of surprised at that too.
And I'm looking at her like, obviously she's got the spray tan on, so that didn't look good. But I'm looking at her, I'm like, and then I look at Conrad. I'm like, my man, high five.
Hey, look, man, look, you would be surprised. Like, there's a lot of women like that like chubby guys.
Okay, but
bigger guys.
I never understood this part of the match with Shawn Michaels beating up the cameraman.
Yeah, I didn't either.
You know what? My theory on that is Shawn got mad at him for some shit that he did and acted like a little prick and beat him up.
Was that a real cameraman? Or a plant?
Yeah, the camera.
I think that was a plant.
I didn't ever understood that part, though.
Kirk said he's got a camera. That makes him a cameraman, damn it.
But, you know, I think that was a plant. I think he was a plant.
WWF logo.
But why? Why? That had no effect on the match.
Because basically, Sean was like, you was in my way. So get the hell out of here.
They're saying, yeah, I'm going to go. We apologize to the family of that gentleman. Get some goddamn medical
condition. No, I think that was a plant.
For the cameraman.
Got to apologize to the family that jumped in right there.
I thought they had to blur out all old WWF logos.
Nah. They just on the new stuff, like the video game stuff, they got to blur it out. Okay. But the old stuff, they can keep it because it was already there.
And I hate that they have to change their name. But I mean, I get the World Wildlife Federation. I understand their reason for doing it. At that time,
they could have kept the name. They
some wild shit on TV.
They could have kept the name the way it was. I like, to be honest with you, I like WWF better than I like WWE.
Oh, absolutely.
They WWF, it just sound like wrestling. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. WWF. But you know what, though? It'd be cool. It could be a day where it actually comes back.
Oh, there's the chin. A.K.A. Sergeant Slaughter.
Hey, man, I was watching some of them Sergeant Slaughter matches against the Sheep, the Iron Sheep. Mm-hmm. Some of those, they had some, they call it the Three Bloody something. I forgot. It was like a trilogy of matches, and they basically bled all over each other and shit. forgot.
Hey, Young Bucks, take note. That's how you do a fucking super kick. Sorry. Had to take my obligatory shot at the
book. Just couldn't help it, could you?
I could not.
We got somebody in a wheelchair. Did y'all see that? Whatever you do, don't fall on that person. Not over there. ECW, they went straight over there.
I shouldn't be laughing at that, but I am, damn it.
Shawn Michaels busted open. Hello? And he gets thrown into the cage like a dart. Bam!
Yeah. Speaking of darts, y'all remember when Kevin Nash
And almost got him kicked off of the Universal Studios for that.
Yep.
Yeah, man. Folks calling the damn police, like, they're just beating people up.
And they'd come over there like, y'all, this is wrestling. It's all part of the show.
And that's what's wild to me, man. It's 1996, 7, whatever it was, and folks are still so, like, they bought it. They're like, hey, man, these people are on the lot beating people up. Get the police out here now.
But the thing was, I'm like, y'all ain't seen them big-ass cameras out there?
Right.
Like, they was filming that. So you don't think that that was actually, like, not a real thing?
That never dawned on them. They just thought, like, hey, man, this big man just threw this little bitty man.
That was, hey, man, look, it was the thud. It was the thud.
His boots.
Good God almighty.
I don't think that was supposed to happen.
Right.
Big dude who weighs like 325 just threw a little dude that weighs like 125 into the side of the trailer.
Rey Mysterio at that time was legitimately probably about 125.
Speaking of Rey, man, I saw him, what, Friday, I think it was? He returned. Yeah. He looked good, man. He looked
that was
good.
A hell of a match, man. I watched it. That's a hell of a match. I really enjoyed that match. He looked like he well rested.
Yeah, I'm tired. I'm ready for Ray to hang it up.
Ray one of them old school. He one of them old school luchadors, man. He ain't hanging it up. Somebody tell him he got to do it.
I'm telling him he got to do it.
Well, he ain't going to listen to you, Kirk, unfortunately.
Even big ass Taker.
Y'all see how the blood hit the camera?
Yeah. I'm going to tell you one other thing I do like. I do like the LWO and the little other faction. I do like that angle that they got going on right now.
Yeah. It's some WCW retread shit, but it's a lot more interesting.
Yeah.
It's a lot more interesting. Oh, look at this. Man, I'm sorry. There's no way in hell you gonna body slam me on the damn cage. I've been scared for my damn life. I'm sorry. I would have been scared for my life. Because I'm like, all it's going to take is for this cage to go the wrong way and it's over with. Or somebody fall. It's over with. I've been scared for my life. And I'm already afraid of heights.
Yeah, I am. I'm not necessarily afraid of heights, but I'm very, very cautious on heights. I'll say that.
There ain't no way in hell. You a body slam me on what?
Sean's doing right now? No, buddy.
Mm-mm. Nope. Bam.
And we thought
they go that smash now table again.
We thought at the time this was a hell of a bump. And it was. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong, but god damn, the next time it happened, it was like shit.
It just blew that, but I always say that was the best and worst thing that ever happened to wrestling. Because ever since Mick Foley flew off them damn cages, man. All hell just broke loose after that. Everybody was trying to fly off everything. And then the Hardy Boys ain't making no better. Shit, they was flying off everything they could fly off of. Hell, I think Jeff one time trying to jump off a damn truck.
The truth is, this one was planned. The other one was not. So
no. Well, the one where he went through the ring.
Yeah, Mick.
That wasn't planned.
Mick almost literally died. So, all right, we got about.
That was Owen Hart before Owen Hart.
Wrap this shit up soon.
Nah, it's coming.
I thought that was always funny how Shawn Michaels got caught up in the cables on the floor. You see how he was kicking his legs to get out on the loop?
Get me out of here! Man, look at King over there.
Look at all that blood.
Yep. Oh, it's like real small, but I miss King coming to the ring and commentating in his gear.
For other promotions and other wrestlers, take note. This is how you use blood and use it effectively.
Right. It's not, there is no damn near any space around ringside.
Yeah, no, especially with that
damn fans was that close to the action. So you was on the front row, man. You got your money's worth. It's just, you know, if somebody bleed on you, you just better be understanding, because that's just kind of part of it at the time.
Look at his face.
Damn it, man.
God. You about to bleed all over this damn ring now.
We don't see that anymore. And I guess I get why they're a publicly traded company now, but I shouldn't say they did it right. The wrestlers that are involved in this situation, along with the promotion, knew how to effectively do that shit.
Right. They were pros. I think this is probably the first time somebody bled in a WWE match in a while. They got to have it.
Now, you've had a few matches where guys got cut hard way and bled, but
like, Eddie Guerrero. Like
this, yeah, it's been a minute.
But man, hey, you know what though? You don't need blood every match, man. I remember one point in time, man. WWE almost, they said a point in time where they had blood almost every match. You need blood every match, but I think, you know, like, you know, if it's a blowout to a feud, Hell in a Cell, Last Man Standing, and all that, you gotta have some blood, man. Got to.
Yeah.
Let them dudes get in there. They're pros. Let them get in there and just beat the shit out of each other. Most of them been on the indies anyway. The only ones that probably scared to cut themselves is the ones that came through the performance center. Oh, wham! All
right, let's see if we can get finished with this shit before time runs out on this show.
If time runs out, it's coming. I might be a little bit ahead of y'all.
Okay, where I'm at right now, Undertaker's getting in the ring with a blue chair.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm ahead of y'all. I'm going to just pause real quick because my screen is black.
That's where I'm at right now.
You know who is coming out.
They got about 5 minutes left in the show.
Yeah.
And we got about 3 minutes left.
Oh, we got time.
It just went black.
Yeah. What the hell was that?
Look.
Oh, yeah.
It's gotta be Kane. It's gotta be Kane.
Goddamn Percy Pringle the Third. When I saw him as Paul Bearer, I'm like, what the hell just happened? They were like,
I love this.
This is Paul Bearer. I'm like, no, that's Percy Pringle the Third, damn it. pulled the damn door off the cage.
Cage.
Well, look who just showed up to the party. What's up, Hill Club?
Hill Club?
Late.
Hill Club, we're watching Undertaker versus HBK, the very first Hell in a Cell. Before that, we watched Bret Hart versus Stone Cold Steve Austin at WrestleMania 13.
So this, in my opinion, this is probably the best storyline ever.
That's the only part I didn't like, where he turned around with the fire. I didn't like that part.
Y'all see all the turnbuckles didn't light up either. It was just that one. I'm like, hey, man. Somebody got fired.
Look, at least they didn't do AEW bad, where it was set up for a big ass explosion. Like,
oh, that was bullshit. Don't even bring that up. That made me so mad. I said, Wing Kanemura is somewhere just throwing shit.
For those of you listening, we are, for our show, we are at 1 minute, or I'm sorry, 1 hour, 59 minutes and 28 seconds. So we may get booted off the air before the match actually ends. Kurt, what do you got to say before we get out of here?
Have a good week. It's about to end right now.
Brandon, what about you, man?
Hey, have a good week, y'all.
All right. And I just echo what my brothers have said. Y'all have a good week.
We'll
see y'all back here next
Come on, Earl, count it.
705.
2.
1.
2.
2. Trey.
That's it.
3. That's it. Ring bell. All right, y'all.
Peace.
Peace.